Welcome everyone, Nate from Muselytics here, and today we have a really exciting episode for you on the UX Spotlight series. I have two awesome guests with me today, and we're going to be talking about a really interesting project that ties in a little bit of philanthropy and help and UX all together. So really excited to introduce you today, Cynthia Limbach and Dr. Jess Mendoza. Welcome both, and thank you for joining the show.
Thanks for having us, Nate.
Thank you.
So I wanted to start off, just get a brief introduction to you both, maybe a little bit of background, your time in UX, and then we'll jump into the project itself. Cynthia, let's start with you.
Sure. Hi, I'm Cynthia Limbach. I'm Executive Director of Help Now, Inc., a noble nonprofit. We dedicate ourselves to providing real-time life-saving resources to communities. I'm also the lead conversation designer at University of Phoenix, as well as a mentor at AI for All and Bontrepreneurs. Jess?
Thank you. So I'm Dr. Jess Mendoza. I have an academic background of studying technology and cognition. I am a UX researcher for a fintech organization, and I served as the lead AI and human experience specialist for Ailey Help Now.
Lovely. Thank you both. And for any of those who don't know me, again, my name is Nate, head of channel development and host of the UX Spotlight Series podcast. So let's jump into it. As we all know, the LA community, Los Angeles community has been affected greatly by recent fires that have really devastated the area. And the both of you thought you would use your talents to build something that would bring different organizations, different health organizations together. But instead of me trying to explain it, would love for you both to give us just a brief insight about the project itself, and then we'll kind of dig into the details. So Jess, I'll kick it over to you.
Yeah, so I'll be honest with you of how I learned about the project. First of all, I was scrolling through the news, and as you know, it was a lot of dread, a lot of anticipation of like what's going to happen with these people that have been affected by the fires. And as I was scrolling through some of my media, I saw Cynthia's post of a call to action. And she was just very proactive about like, hey, we understand there's a lot of people in pain now. I'm trying to do something to alleviate that, and we're recruiting volunteers. And so I replied, I let her know I was interested, and the rest is history, but I'll let Cynthia dive more into that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're very lucky that Dr. Jess hit me up on LinkedIn. I would say Help Now, LAHelpNow.org is a low latency website with two pathways. I need Help Now and I want to help now, featuring Lala, our AI assistant, powered by VoiceFlow and our incredible global volunteers. I said earlier, designed to provide real-time help, verified resources all in one space to the greater Los Angeles community when natural disasters strike, because it's not if, it's when and where, right? So if you're a local Los Angelian like we are, you're pretty much used to the Santa Ana's coming through every few years, the fires, the earthquake, anxiety, all of the above, right? So we're kind of a perfect storm for a product like this to exist, right?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And again, both natives of LA, and just a really cool way of mixing AI and, again, philanthropy and help. So I want to dig into a little bit of the project. And Cynthia, I know you were kind of the one who put the feelers out there and did a lot of the, I would say, kind of oversight of this project with the help of a lot of team members. But give us a little bit of backstory. How did this kind of come to fruition? What kind of sparked the inspiration for this project?
You used the word spark, so I'm going to go with that. Well, it was the fire spark on January 7th, right? And I think wanting to help people in need is one of my superpowers, and wanting to see all valid information in one place. So like so many people who want to help, I think, what are my skills? What can I do to help people right now? I build bots. I build digital agents now with AI. I vectorize DBs. Like what? I use voice systems. How can that possibly help? And I'm not a person who watches television. I don't like the energy. I don't like the frequency of the news. And I don't also read the Red Cross apps or FEMA apps. So when disaster was all around us and that became your norm in the background as we're working remote, right? I'm going through this and it was Scroll City. So that wasn't going to help if the fire's over the ridge. If the fire's on my backyard, what the heck where can I actually go to get all the information in one spot? How could I help use AI and leverage my talents to help solve this problem, right? How can I attract like-minded people on the same frequency? And that's the sweet spot about this project. In a time with so much going on in the world, this has truly been born of wanting to help. You know, it's a high frequency. Jess can speak to that. And I'm just so blessed that I'm surrounded with these incredible rock star volunteers in over 7 countries and growing. So that's how my baby was born. But I'll let Jess share her experience.
Yeah, so it was really organic, as Cynthia just mentioned. You know, it was really great. We had a kickoff session on a Saturday. We spent about an hour and a half just brainstorming and swarming around the idea of like, wait, what should it look like? What's its function? What about the personas and all that? And then in the week following, we got together and all of us were like, okay, let's do a competitive analysis. What's already out there? What's missing? What are some gaps? And where can we bring value to each of these personas that we're trying to cater for? And it was definitely an incredible experience to get perspectives from anywhere around the world. It was a global perspectives collaboration. So really fun.
Yeah, I love that. And I think what's awesome is, you know, we often get constantly bombarded with different news stories and news cycles, and it can be easy to, you know, forget about the recent one and on to the next. But again, something that was relevant, close to home for you both, you stuck on it and built something to really help, you know, neighbors of yours and again, people that are local. But I'm also really excited to hear a little bit about some of the future plans for this. But before we dig into any of that, you know, here at Userlytics, we're all about UX. We're interested in user experience research and design and the whole development process. So I'm really interested for you to dig in and just share with the audience a little bit of how this development process happened and just a little bit about the ways that you actually built this tool, if you can share.
Sure, I can kick us off. So the first thing I need to do, I come from a hackathon culture, is develop teams. We needed a back-end team, a front-end team. We needed a UX design team. We needed the conversation design team, the data team. So the first thing was break us into teams, ask people where they felt most comfortable. Like, where would you like to shine? Where are your talents? And where would you like to contribute? Because people can also grow. I don't want to assume that anyone should be in one place and not multiple. So that was the start point for us. I did some empathy mapping real quick, I think, as any expert conversation designer, UX, senior UX person, whether you're a researcher, designer, or writer, you start with that looking through the lens of other people's journeys and how do we walk a mile in the end user's shoes, right? So we've got our, Dr. Jess was amazing, like, remember ADA? You know, like, of course we're going to remember ADA. We've got this, we're pros, right? So we wanted to add voice to the system to ensure that not fully able-sighted users of technology who are also dealing with the fires or the earthquake can also use our product, right? Or someone who's hearing impaired, are they reliant upon relay systems? You know, so designing for JAWS, designing for different technologies. What about language? There are 15 languages or more spoken in the greater Los Angeles area. We had to train AI, not just to speak English and Spanish, but all of them. You know, that's not an easy thing to do. So yeah, I think for me, empathy mapping started the process, the team build out, empowering the team to choose where they wanted to contribute, and then getting some structure and a cadence and a flow, choosing our tools, reaching out and being bold, like, hey, VoiceFlow, will you sponsor us? We weren't a company, we're just people wanting to help. So really being, having good intentions and networking early on. Jess, what would you add to that? Because I know that's just one perspective.
Yeah. Well, big shout out to VoiceFlow because they certainly helped us excel a lot in this process. Like, we had our thoughts and our ideas, but that streamlined the process. And the learning curve, too, was a lot of us came from different backgrounds, as Cynthia mentioned. Some of us came with no tech experience, and we were able to train them to have that experience to start building. Another thing I wanted to point out is we spent a lot of time being very careful about the resources that we're feeding into the bot, or into, shouldn't say bot, the digital agents, because Lala is a digital agent. And we wanted to do something where, you know, the information is accurate. Sometimes there was something where a Lyft or an Uber would say, hey, you know, we're offering free rides until this date. So we had to go back and make sure, like, the information always has to be accurate. It needs to be an active page. And it doesn't just take them to, like, another scroll page. It takes them to the action that they need to take to solve their problem.
Yeah, very cool. And one thing I know is that this whole project, all volunteer work and a lot of volunteers. And I guess maybe for someone out there watching that is inspired by what you did and said, hey, I'd like to do something similar or do something with a, you know, issue that's in my local community. Wondering, Cynthia, if you could just speak a little bit to, like, how you got the word out there, how you were able to pull so many different people together for this project.
Full disclosure, I am not a social media influencer at all. I just went to LinkedIn. I use my professional community. That is the source that I resonate most with as a professional. So that was where I really, and my phone, these two devices really were all I did. And work, that was it for me.
Very cool. Well, you did a fantastic job. And I want to, again, shine a little light on the project itself, but also for those watching who can use this or are in need, we'd love a quick presentation. So, Cynthia, I think you're just going to quickly share your screen with us. Just give us a little bit of an example of how to use Lala, use the LA Help Now site. Would be great. Anything you're willing to share?
Absolutely. Nate, can you and Jess see my screen right now?
Perfect.
Cool. So we intentionally designed a very low latency website. We didn't want to be a drain suck on people's precious battery in an emergency. So that's very intentional. This white space is incredibly intentional. You have the 15 languages here. So let's just say we're going with. And here in the drop-down category, free and prepared meals, Wi-Fi charging, animal boarding, services, free items, shelter. You just click, let's say you need meals, you put in your zip code, which this is translated to 90028, and it'll let you know what is still serving the community down to a map. And again, as Jess said, we take great pride in our data being scrubbed and refreshed every 15 minutes so that this map is still relevant today. Now, let's say we want to get out of here. I'll just stick with English. You want to go to, you don't need help right now, but you want help. You take the alt path because you asked a great question. And that is, people who want to volunteer, want to help, what do they do? What does that look like? Choose a category where you want to, again, use the drop down. Let's say this is animal boarding. We'll use the same zip code, hit the search bar, and boom. These are the places that are still connecting volunteers who with trucks who might be able to do pickup and drop off of all kinds of animals or pet supplies. It's not as active and as robust as it was during the times of the fire, because like you said, people pivot and they're on to the next crisis, right? But we think it's important. And we know that if you were affected by the fire, this is still very much affecting you today. Make sense?
Yeah, it does. And so it sounds like this is there's kind of two sides to the site. There's one of people who are in need of resources, and there's people who, hey, I want to be a part and help. Does the help side, do they need to be local for that? Or is there any ability to help remotely?
Great question. They do not need to be locals because we've got some of our best volunteers are in South Africa. They're in India. They're joining us from Kenya and the Netherlands, the UK. And when they carry the torch so far and then we wake up, right? We're doing our self-care. I'm at the gym early every morning and I'm checking my Discord server, you know, I'm catching up on what they worked on overnight. And then you pick up the ball and you run with it. You say, okay, well, you know, 6 p.m. my time, I'll jump on that. And you just continue the cycle. So that's really all that to say, anyone can help. We can train and teach you and empower you to pick up basic skills and help us with data. You can help us with spreading the word, is what we call the spreading the word channel, because we're not influencers. We believe, you know, I rely on all 40 of us to put social media blasts into the world together. So that's how that works. Can you still see my screen and I'll show you Lala?
Yeah, go ahead. You know, I think a lot of us are interested. AI agents are kind of a new hot topic in the AI world, so I think we're all very interested to see how you've incorporated this into this project.
Yeah, what you're going to see is not very behind the scenes. What you're seeing is something we were able to build and scale within 2 weeks. That's the magic of AI, right? And building with the knowledge bases that we did. So this is Lala, and she does have voice capabilities that you may be able to hear. I'm not sure because of the recording, but I'm not hearing her right now. She says, "Hi, I'm Lala, AI assistant to help you during the LA wildfire. Are you in immediate danger?" Most people click no, but you can click yes.
It sounds like you're looking for information related to horses during the LA fires. Thank you for your concern. Here's how you can help or find assistance for horses in need. Hash if you want to donate for horses. 1. Choose an organization. Consider donating to one of the following.
So that's an example of the voice flow capabilities and what we can do. In addition to speaking different languages, and by the way, I can enter the chat. I said I was not in immediate danger. I have a horse and I need help. It gives you what you need. You can pick the button path if you want, or you can just use AI and say, "Aide-moi." In French, that literally means help me. So you can watch how quickly this agent can pivot and show up for the user who is a French-speaking native. And get some good help right there. Remember when I said in the beginning of this podcast, all the information in one place at your fingertips when you need it right there. No scrolling. This bot's your best friend, right? So let's say you need help. You still need help. English is its core language, okay? Let's say you don't care about what options we're giving you. That's where the AI kicks in. I don't see what I'm looking for. I'm freaking out. I'm having an anxiety attack. On top of everything else I'm navigating right now, give me what I need now, right? So it'll walk you through with a lot of empathy and give you options that you can activate right now. If you want to help, and we're all about, the full cycle, I can bore you with use cases later, but the I want to help is where the volunteerism kicks in, right? So it's not just about who's being affected immediately, but it's let me see if we can donate resources or help you or time or money. So it really truly brings communities together as there's something for everybody, right? And that's kind of beautiful. So.
Yeah, and I know that one question a lot of our researchers, developers out there are kind of probably wondering now is, do you see most people that are using this site, program, agent, are they mostly going to the AI first, or are they primarily going to it later when they have questions after they've kind of gone through some of the process already?
I think that's a great question. I think initially they're going to the I need help buttons on the website, not Lala first. I think that just takes some evangelizing on our part so that people understand Lala exists and she can help. And once she's been out there, I mean, if we're so lucky as to get to place her on different websites, that's another option, right? So maybe Lala does become better well known. So I'll stop sharing. That's a quick demo of what we've built. And that was up and running. That MVP launched day 30, 30 days from when we started. The back end, the front end, the AI, the integration, the languages, the marketing, the teamwork, right? So that's help now.
Yeah, and Jess, I'm interested. So fast turnaround time from bootstraps, getting everyone together, MVP to launch. From your perspective, what was some of the, how would you say, like the reasons for success or things that either the team did or the process of creation that you think helped get this live so fast?
Well, first I want to say Cynthia's leadership. She provides this environment where we all feel safe to just say what's on our mind with no, like, hey, there's no dumb questions, and even if there are, just ask them anyway because we're not here to shame you. And I think that stimulated so much growth from people who are like, I want to help. I know I have potential, but I'm not familiar in this space. And I think if we had that leadership everywhere, we could do a lot. So kudos to Cynthia. I also want to say that everyone who was working with us, I mean, they had this incredible drive to, they like, we at the moment, we were like, we don't know how this is going to turn out. We just know we want to help people. We were just very altruistic and pro-social about what we wanted to do. There were some challenges that we faced, but we overcame those, and I can tell you about them. The biggest one was that we were not working on, we didn't have a formal place to put our information. So we were working on Discord. We were working on Google Drive. We were working with Trello for a little bit, and then we ran out of the free version of that, and then we pivoted. So a lot of agile methodologies going on there. And of course, I want to thank Daniel D'Souza again at Voiceflow for empowering us to be so productive in this space. So yeah. Oh, one more thing. The time zones, even though we were across different time zones, I think we were super efficient because that encouraged us to be more savvy with the technology that we used. We started to use something like Loom to do like pre-recordings to do async calls because, you know, we can't always be there at the same time, different windows, and, you know, we're working and then after work, all of that. So just being flexible helped too.
They did give me a lot of trust, and I did my best behind the scenes to make sure that no one team, that everyone had what they needed, right? And we're talking about platforms, technology. We were building architecture on Whimsical, and then that ran out, and, you know, getting everyone and herding everyone together like a school of fish underwater. That was definitely how I visualized what you just described, for sure.
It was fun.
Right? Major challenges, because people have different visions or interpret, or maybe different skill sets with someone's coding in Python, but JSON, how does that connect? You know, it's like, what is needed to go to SQL, and how can we refresh the data every 15 minutes? And what is our data source? And how to, you know, all of that is so critical. And then the conversation design, we have 10 things on our list that were just as critical. So orchestrating that and going back and forth between each of the teams to, and then looking, you have gaps because we are busy people, you know, and this is a volunteer environment. So patiently waiting and trusting that even though it got a little quiet and 4 days with no action on the front end was freaking me out, inside I'm like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. And bringing the energy. Fun fact, on our weekly stand-ups on Saturday, I've been playing music and DJing for a month and a half now and dancing at the beginning. I didn't learn till last Saturday that they can't hear me. They just thought, who's this woman like with all this energy? So no one said anything.
We loved it. Yeah. And also, like, just again, like the communication from everyone was, you know, we weren't just communicating to each other, but we were listening to each other. Holding space to listen to our concerns was very critical for this.
I think you hit on something, Jess. It's a safe space.
Yes.
The best UX teams that I've ever been on know this. And we lean into that and we embrace that, right? Because we are co-creating experiences for all people. And that is like 101 in what we do, right? Brevity and all of that comes secondary. But the first thing is really there's a pro-humanity element involved in great UXing, right? And one that I would dare say is shockingly absent in the acceleration of the AI world. And that's why I'm super proud of what we're building, because we are embracing UX in a time of AI when the Wild West. I can share this, you know, tidbits I thought about before we're meeting here today, because there is uncertainty in our community. How can we focus and what should we be looking to focus on in this time of uncertainty, right? If you're in the UX community right now, I'd say embrace your creativity and great, embrace your empathy and embrace your humanity, because those three things, they are what we are. That is what you are and embody. If you're a writer, a UX writer, be a UX editor. If you're a UX designer, you be damn Picasso. If you're a UX researcher, become a data expert. Use your skill sets that you have and challenge people to test systems. I'm going to make a call to action and say, help us shoot bullets in this, because it's a free thing right now. And we know what happens with free assumption-based products. Sometimes they aren't the strongest, and we need your help to make sure this is the strongest. Because what happens if Denmark says, yes, we want it, or China, or Australia, or Italy, or Washington, or Pacific Rim states? We need your help to make sure that this is legit and that it meets our community standards. If we can hit that milestone together, we've got something.
I love that. And just for anyone listening, we'll be linking ways that you can help and support the Help Now team and the Help Now project. That'll be all linked below in case you want to check that out. And of course, you can always reach out to Dr. Mendoza and Cynthia as well. I just want to say, truly amazing what you built and a great application, because I think you're totally right. Like the AI space, we hear a lot of like, it just seems like not like a money grab thing. It's like a business thing, but this is an application of AI, and it really enables people to do things faster and more productive and hopefully for the good. So we talked a little bit about the past, how this was built, where it came from. We talked a little bit about the present with how the system and the AI agent and everything is being used now. But I want to talk a little bit about the future, because in previous chats that we've had, especially Cynthia, you've kind of mentioned some big plans that you have for not just LA Help Now, but Help Now in general. So I'm wondering what you're willing and what you can share there.
Thanks, Nate. Yeah, I'm ambitious. You're just meeting me, but I am. So I envision us scaling, and this was always meant to be a global solution. LA is where it was inspired, and that's why we give a nod to Lala. It'll always be LA was our MVP. But unfortunately, like I said earlier, it's just a matter of where the next natural disaster is going to strike, not when. Well, when. I'm not psychic, so. Back on track. User testing, ensuring we have a secure model that we can replicate, and the language factor, right? So that's huge. I used geohistorical data and AI to help me predict where the 10 most large-scale natural disasters will occur. Hey, that's a great way to use AI, I think, right? If I was in the healthcare field, I'd be using it to solve big problems there. So I care about the environment. I care about solutions. I care about helping people. Which is why I'm in UX, right? So now I can pivot this and put it all into one baby, all into the Help Now. So I want to build out these experiences, but to do so, I need support. We need support to continue our mission and our work. We really need that fundraising. We need angel investors. We need to know if this resonates with you. Is this something that you find sustainable? Are you interested in anything you just heard, right? This is our lifetime and it's precious. So we want to honor that and say, do you like to help people? Can you imagine this being everywhere? I can. So big shout out to the volunteers. They are 100% what makes this work. And if we can keep that momentum and even be so lucky as to turn some of them into employees, some of the core group, as we still welcome and train, you know, AI really to me means upskill. Upskill. So when I have people come in, if I can lead them and help them and teach them, we've got a place for everybody. If you've got a good heart and some chops, like, let's go. So that's where I'm going.
I love that. Love the big vision. Just and interested, you know, I guess kind of the same question for you, and kind of your experience in this whole project. Where do you kind of see Help Now going? And I guess maybe just AI, maybe particularly in the field of philanthropy. Interested in your thoughts as well.
Yeah, so as Cynthia mentioned, we definitely want to be worldwide. We want to help as many people as possible alleviate their cognitive fatigue when they are faced with a crisis. And in terms of where we can go with AI and philanthropy, the possibilities are endless. If you are very passionate about something, find your people, find who you're passionate, find who else is passionate with you, and start brainstorming and then leverage AI. There's a lot of tools out there that are free. There are some that are paid. And even the paid versions like ChatGPT, $20 a month, isn't too much of a, if one of person in the team can afford it, they can use that to kind of drive and, you know, brainstorm ideas. I would say just be curious and don't doubt yourself. Don't be afraid to upskill and make sure that you're using it responsibly too, because we know that there's a lot of information that could end up in hallucinations. So it is our responsibility as humans to rely on ourselves for that critical thinking piece. That's something AI can't replace. We're the ones that are going to decide, is this ethical or not? Should we do it or not? Just because we can doesn't mean we always should. So that is where we our human value will always be present in this space.
Awesome. I love that. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, Cynthia, you had something to share?
No, I'm just agreeing with her. That's why Dr. Jess is so amazing on the team. We complement each other, right? Everything she just said, I'm like, yes. Yes.
Well, you got a second from me. Just want to also, you know, give you the opportunity of like where people can help, right? So let's say that someone listening is interested in donating, maybe even becoming part of the team, or just generally has questions for you on how this happens, so maybe they can replicate it on their end. Cynthia, where can people reach out to you and also support the project?
Thank you for asking. You can go to lahelpnow@gmail.com. Super fancy. You can also go, there will be a donate now button that we will add to that low latency website I showed earlier today. And if you are, you know, if you have the means and this resonates with you, we would really appreciate your support. We'll send you an email in return and then ask you if you want a handmade thank you card from one of our little volunteers, there's something for everyone to do here.
Yeah, we're getting the family involved in our gratitude efforts to show, you know, thank you for helping us with this journey.
Yeah. There may or may not be some grandmothers at the kitchen table with crayons helping. Like, this is really, when I say there's something for everybody if they want to help, we are not joking. Like, there is something for everybody. So, yeah, that's how you can always find me on LinkedIn, Cynthia Lane Buck on LinkedIn, or reach out to Nate Brown, User Lytics. So they will know how to connect you as well.
Yes. Wonderful. And my LinkedIn is just the researcher. So pretty easy to remember.
Well, that's perfect. I think a great way to wrap up a great session. Again, I think just bringing light to something that I think is really powerful, a great use of AI and, you know, just general user experience skills and man and women power. So I think with that, again, we'll have everything linked below in terms of where people can donate, where people can follow you both and just kind of keep up to date. I know I'm interested to see your posts as more things come out with this project, but just want to personally, from myself and from the Usalytics team, just thank you both for giving us your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity, Nate. You and Usalytics are going to reach a lot of people that we otherwise wouldn't have. So on behalf of Help Now and LA Help Now, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a great day. And Cynthia, Jeff, I'm sure I'll be chatting with you all very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Analytics tells you what. Userlytics tells you why.